Chapter 9.
Did you see Corinne's cake? It was loaded with glitter.
Lexi whispered to Cassie as they made their way back to their kitchen. Cassie stopped short.
Oh my God. You mean like the glitter we found near our white cake?
Lexi nodded.
Do you think Corinne sabotaged the cake? Maybe to knock me out of the competition? Or because she's the murderer and wants me to stop looking into it?
Cassie shrugged.
I don't know, but either way,
I'd watch myself if I were you.
Yeah, we may have just added another suspect to the list. I'm going to give Nance a call and see what the ladies can dig up on Corinne.
Lexi took out her cell phone and punched in Nan's number, then listened impatiently to it ring several times. Damn it, she's probably in the casino and can't hear the phone. I'll have to text her. Lexi fumbled with the keyboard, typing out a quick text for Nan's.
Who are you texting?
Lexi jumped at the voice, which was awfully close to her ear. She whirled around and her heart sped up when she saw Detective Jake Ryan had snuck up on her and was standing dangerously close.
Had he seen the text?
I'm just texting my grandmother.
Lexi considered telling Jake about Corinne's glitter cakes, but something held her back. She wasn't positive Corinne had anything to do with the cake sabotage and didn't want to get her in trouble with the police.
Did you win?
Jake asked, nodding his head in the direction of the cakes.
No, I didn't win this one, Lexi said ruefully. We couldn't repair the cake fully, and lost quite a few points because it wasn't up to par.
Oh, sorry.
Jake looked genuinely sorry, which made Lexi's heart do a little hop, skip, and jump against her will. He ventured on.
I had them check the knife really quick. There are no prints on it. Do you have any idea who could have done this?
No.
Lexi felt the nervous tick in her eye start up. She was glad it was Detective Jake Ryan and not Detective Jack Perillo in front of her. Jack would recognize the eye tick as a sure sign she wasn't telling the whole truth.
I guess maybe someone wants to scare me out of the competition.
Or maybe the murderer doesn't like you running around asking questions,
Jake offered. Lexi's thoughts went immediately to Peter Saunders. He had been pretty angry with her, and the attack on the cake sure seemed like an expression of anger. Maybe the glitter was just a coincidence.
That could be, she said,
thinking that if Jack were here, he'd be giving her the same exact reproachful look Jake was. Jake nodded.
Well, I think you'd better watch your back. It looks like someone might be out to get you.
Lexi felt a chill run up her spine, causing her body to vibrate. It took her a second to realize the vibrations were from her cell phone. She dug it out of her pocket, thinking it might be Nan's. It was Jack. She glanced up at Jake.
Sorry, I have to take this.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Be careful.
Jake turned, and she watched him walk to the exit door. Lexi sucked in a deep breath before she answered her phone. She was glad Jack couldn't see her eye twitching nervously at the little white lies, more like omissions she was about to tell him. If Jack found out about the sabotaged cake, he'd be out here in a flash. Or worse, he'd try to make her come home.
What do you mean she covered up the cake?
Nick stared at Jake, the crease between her brows deepening.
When I got there, they had already repaired the damage. She said she needed the cake for the wedding cake challenge. Otherwise, she would have been disqualified.
So she was more worried about the challenge than the fact that someone deliberately sabotaged her cake? Does that seem a little odd to you?
Yeah, most people are more concerned about their safety. She didn't seem upset about the threat at all.
Nick pursed her lips.
Do you think she staged it? You know, to throw us off track and deflect the suspicion from her?
Jake shrugged.
It's possible. The knife was from her kitchen. But the perpetrator could have just grabbed the closest knife. I don't think she did it, though. I think someone really wanted to warn her off of something.
Nick's eyes narrowed. Don't tell me you're getting sweet on our little baker. Jake laughed.
No, it's just a gut instinct. Detective Stone, take a look at this.
Nick heard the voice of Detective Duckett on the other side of the room. She turned her head in his direction, her eyes drawn to a large television screen where one of the surveillance tapes from the casino was playing. It showed one of the poker tables. Seated right in the middle was Aria Pierce. Nick moved closer to the screen. That's Aria Pierce. She looked at the timestamp on the right corner of the screen. The time indicates she was there at 3:31 a.m. Is this tape from the morning of the murder?
Duckett nodded.
How long was she there?
She played until 6 a.m.
Nick turned to Jake.
Well, I guess we can scratch one suspect off our list. Aria Pierce couldn't possibly be the killer. She was seen on a time-stamped tape playing poker when Amanda Scott Saunders was killed.
I found something else you might be interested in,
Duckett said. Nick watched impatiently while Duckett hunted around on the computer for another recording.
Here it is.
He punched a few buttons, and the screen showed the entrance to Bakery Battles Stadium.
This is from last night.
Nick watched Lexi Baker appear on screen, open the doors to the stadium, then disappear inside. A few seconds later, Jake appeared, following her in. Duckett fast-forwarded the replay 4 minutes, and another figure appeared on the screen, Evan Westmore. Nick watched him open the door, cast a furtive glance behind him, and then slip into the stadium.
That's Westmore,
Jake said. Nick felt the exciting rush of finding a new clue energize her body. Yeah, and he's going into the stadium right behind Lexi Baker. She turned to Jake. Looks like our theory about them having a secret meeting might just prove to be true. Jake frowned.
Yes, but if that's true, why didn't I see him go past me?
Nick shrugged. Who knows? Maybe there is another way to get to his office. If only there were cameras inside the stadium, then we'd know for sure. Jake stared at the screen dubiously.
Or maybe he went in there for something else.
Nick went back over to the board filled with suspects and crossed off Aria Pierce's name. So we have Evan Westmore, Peter Saunders, and Lexi Baker. She stared at the board, tapping her finger on her lower lip. We don't have anything solid on any of them, but Baker keeps turning up in the middle of everything, which makes me rather suspicious of her.
Yeah, but what is her motive? For Westmore and Saunders, we have the affair angle. If Amanda was having an affair with Westmore, either Peter or Evan could have killed her in a fit of passion.
Yes, but we have yet to prove there even was an affair.
Right. It seems like we are missing something big. The real motive for the murder,
Jake said. I think it's time to turn up the heat on our little baker friend. I want you to tell her we've eliminated Aria Pierce and that our suspect list is down to 3, including her. If she knows something or is involved, it might make her nervous and cause her to get careless. Maybe she will slip up somehow, lead us to the truth, and help us close this case. Nick punctuated the last 3 words by ramming the top down onto her whiteboard marker. She turned to Jake. I want you to stick to her like glue. Put a couple of other detectives on her so we can watch her 24/7. I have a feeling our little baker girl is about to make her move.